relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
Welcome to the Sebastian Gorka Show. America First. This is Doug Collins filling in for the good doctor. Sebastian's off. We're here ready. We're ready and fired up to getting ready for a 4th of July weekend. I'm excited to be with you. Glad to be filling in the very large America First here of Dr. Gorka, being glad to bring some stuff to you. I don't know about you, but I have been excited for the last couple of weeks. And it's been one of those times when, as I've sort of let this out, is the America that the liberals are just furious about. I mean, they're raging. They're burning right now. And why are they burning? Because America's working like it should. And I think this is what I really want to focus on today. We're going to have a great show. We got Matt Whitaker, former acting attorney general, coming up later. We got Eric Pratt, Gun Owners Association of America. And we've got the left, in their own words, just really, I mean, they're coming into this 4th of July thinking, you know, a year or so ago. I want you to go back. Remember, They had their dreams crushed when Hillary Clinton got beat by Donald Trump. And I've talked about this before. I wrote about it in my book. I talk about it, you know, my podcast, the Doug Collins Podcast. I've talked about this where there was tears in Brooklyn. I mean, it was glorious, really. I mean, I'm sorry. It was glorious. To watch the coronation that didn't happen, then Donald Trump came forward with a new agenda, putting America first, you know, destroying international norms. I saw just recently a clip that resurfaced where Joe Biden said that what he was, so, you know, basically referring to the Trump administration, he was referring to the fact that these norms and international norms had been knocked down and they were the underpinning of who we are. No, what Donald Trump did was actually bring it, back to where we're putting our values first because we feel like other countries are going to put their values first. And right now, the left is just livid about what's going on. And when we understand what's going on, it is that the Supreme Court is starting to put back an originalist constitutional view of what the law should be. We're actually taking a three-branch approach to government. The Supreme Court is actually laying out that the executive branch has certain roles, the legislative has certain role, and the judicial has certain role. Folks, all across the country here on the Salem Network today, as you're listening to the America First Show, we're putting it back in perspective. We're going to put it back in perspective. If you want to join this call today, 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. This is Doug Collins, former member from Congress of Georgia. Glad to be filling in today. Let's just dive right into it. If you don't believe, one of the things that's always amazed me is we always hear from the left about, you know, judicial activism. We want an active living view of the Constitution. Well, folks, an active living view of the Constitution means that you have a political view and not a legal view. I've always said in Washington, D.C., and if you're listening out there, you need to understand this. We don't vote in Congress. And when I was there, Senator was there, we don't vote on words, on ideas. We vote on words on paper. And by doing so, that means that there are certain things that the words actually mean and actually say, and we need to understand it. The Supreme Court gets that. Liberals don't get that. I want to start us off, though, play clip five. I want you to hear what judicial activism really means to a liberal.
If what we've seen this term is not judicial activism, I don't know what is. This is a court that has used textualism in so many cases, claiming that they have to find the founding fathers' intent and using that to do absolutely insane things like permit people to have AR-15s in public in this country in the midst of a wave of gun violence. But by the same token, when textualism does not serve this court, they don't feel constrained by principle. And so we see the decision that we saw today in the EPA case, where they used something called the major questions doctrine, very rarely used, to say that Congress hadn't given the EPA sufficient authority, hadn't been explicit enough in that grant of authority to permit the EPA to take important steps to slow the advance of climate change. And it's amazing when you think that we've seen that same doctrine, very rarely used in our nation's history, used a couple of other times by this court, in one case to end the nationwide ban on evictions during the pandemic, and in another to keep Joe Biden from requiring vaccination at large companies. So this is a court that's been very facile about how it's used doctrine. It's not a good look. It's very disheartening to people like Neil and like me who love the court and love the law, because we understand that at the core of the court's authority is its integrity. It doesn't have an army to go out and enforce its orders.
Oh, my goodness. Did you just hear that, folks? I mean, I could not have ever envisioned a better articulation of the liberals just, you know, just upset about this when they said judicial activism. Folks, they believe judicial activism is anything that the liberals want. They believe that if the court sides with them to kill babies in the womb, that's what they that's not judicial activism. That's okay because we have a living, breathing Constitution. And what they're struggling with is the simple fact that when the justices looked at these issues, and let's think about it, folks. One of the things that I think Donald Trump is going to have a lasting impact on, one of the things that he's going to have a tremendous lasting impact on is the Supreme Court. And if you go back to 2016, this is what he ran on when he put out the list from the Federal Society and the others who would give him input on what judges he would actually pick. These are who he would pick, and they are showing up now. 6-3 decisions, we're seeing in 5-4 decisions. We're seeing it go back to what the liberals say is judicial activism, when actually what they're going back to is saying, let's get back to the foundations of actually doing it the right way. Now, liberals, let me give you a challenge. And if you're out there and you want to call in, that's fine, 833-33-GORKA. You can do so. But here's your problem. You don't want to go through legislative means. You don't like legislative means. Why? Because you can't sell your ideas. That's your problem. You can't sell it. That's why you want to do away with the filibuster. That's why you want to pack the court, because you don't think that you can get enough people to agree with those ideas, because you've seen it time and time again. So what do? You go to the court. That's what they did with Roe v. Wade. It was the whole concept of a non-enumerated power that was not found in the Constitution. Look, I'm sick of liberals telling me. And commentator after commentator giving the old heave-ho story on MSNBC. Let me go and talk about how bad it is on the constitutional front on MSNBC. And the realization is what they're saying is not even true. There is no constitutional right that has been taken away from you by this Supreme Court, and especially as it dealt in the Dobbs case from Mississippi. Now, you don't believe me? I'll sit here. I'll wait. I'll cross my hand. I'll sit here and wait. Show me the constitutional right taken away from you. Do 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 do. Oh, time's up. Guess what? There is not one. Because what the court actually said was that this was not a constitutional right. How do you take something away that was not ever there? You know what this was? It was a judicial given right, a liberal judicial given right, who was giving in to the pressure of the political times in the 70s when states were already passing the Roe v. the abortion rights in New York, California, Oregon, Colorado, and other places, but they said this is too slow. That's the liberals' problem, especially the leftists and the progressives. They don't like it when it gets too slow. So when you understand this and you start looking at it, this is where we're at. We're going to spend a lot of time on this today, folks. We could go over it. But when they claim judicial activism, don't buy it. That's what we're here for on America First. That's why I'm filling in for Dr. Gorka. This is Doug Collins filling in for Dr. Gorka, because we're going to give you the truth to go out there and fight this just malarkey. And that's what it is, as the president likes to use the term. It's malarkey. Of course, he may not remember he ever said that. So, look, we're going to tuck a lot of these on today. The court put it back in perspective. When the court puts it back in perspective, then we get to really what this Constitution is founded on. We're just getting started, folks. If you like the first little bit, get ready. Get your seatbelt strapped in. Doug Collins filling in for Seb Gorka today on the America First radio show all across the Salem Network. We'll be right back.
Dear friends, you know my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their lives. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike has done it again by introducing his My Slippers. For a limited time, you'll get $90 off a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. They took over 2 years to develop. They're designed to wear indoor and out. I've already worn out my first pair of My Slippers, and they're made with the same amazing My Pillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, and lined with real suede. Call 800-829-8468. Use promo code Gorka for that massive discount, or just go to mypillow.com and click on the radio listener square and put in the secret code GORKA. This offer won't last long. You won't regret it. They are the best slippers I have ever owned. And $90 off MyPillow.com. Do it today. Promo code GORKA. This is America First, and we are delighted to welcome our very special guest host, former Congressman Doug Collins.
All right, we're back here on America First. It's good to be sitting in for Dr. Gorka again here on America First. It's exciting, and I'm also excited to welcome in on our guest line. We got former Acting Attorney General Matt Witter, good friend of mine. Got to know him a lot. We sort of traded books. He's been in my book, but Matt, it is good to have you on. How you been today?
I'm doing awesome, my friend. How are you? Happy Independence Day.
Hey, man, happy Independence Day. It's good to celebrate it, isn't it? You know. We have the bestest, freest country in the world.
Well, and we just always need to remember the patriots that gave the ultimate sacrifice, or were willing to give the ultimate sacrifice, not only to secure our liberty, but also to defend it for the last almost 250 years. It's really a celebration of just what makes America great, I think.
Oh, I agree with you completely in looking at it. But I want to turn my attention. Of course, we've had I said it in the first segment today, that the left is calling it judicial activism. We're simply calling it back to reality and interpreting the law and the constitutional. I mean, what we're seeing out there right now is it reminds me of the scene from the Wizard of Oz. All the liberals are like, I'm melting. It's amazing, because actual real law. But I want you to respond to this. I mean, what bothers me about this, though, is the president's been overseas. He's been to G7, whatever, but he's been there. But then when he had the opportunity, when he starts talking about it, he actually degrades our court on a world stage. I want you to listen to this, and I want to get your comments on this.
I'm joined by a group of Democratic governors, and we work closely to protect women's rights after this tragic reversal of Roe v. Wade. A terrible, extreme decision, in my view, upending lives and impacting on the health and safety of millions of women. And I share the public outrage at this extremist court that's committed to moving America backwards.
And now, Matt, come on. I mean, he said this day, but he said it on world stage. Tell me, why is this court extremist, except they didn't get what they want?
No, I mean, I think this restores constitutional jurisprudence closer to the Constitution. And, you know, I've never, the Democrats are always talking about democracy, right? They're always like, We're a democracy. We're a constitutional republic, but let's not quibble. We, you know, ultimately the people are sovereign, and this opinion restored the power of this issue to the people and to the states. And I just, you know, I would, here's what I want, you know, because this issue has now been returned to the people and to the states. I would like Democrats to run on, you know, sort of abortion until the time of birth, which is what they stand for right now, and see where the American people are on this.
Oh, hey, well, look at it. We can already start to see this. I mean, Colorado, Jared Polis, who I served with in Congress, who's now the governor out there, is basically, I mean, they just went and passed law. Really, and Matt, this is sickening. And if you're out there and you don't get this, I mean, I'm sorry for you, but they've passed this law in California. Gavin Newsom's right behind them. New York's going to be right behind them as well. And they're saying that they're okay with abortion up to the time the child is coming out of the birth canal. And at that point, that's murder. It's murder from that's the
radical.
Start. But,
yeah.
I mean, how can you as a prosecutor differentiate that?
You can't. And this is where they don't understand. They claim that, you know, that we are either a center-left country or a majority of Americans are pro, you know, abortion and abortion enthusiasts. And I just, that's not what I see. I, you know, the places where you're from and where I'm from, people cherish life and, you know, they understand, you know, the balance that has to be struck. And, you know, again, I much more trust the people's representatives and the people with their ability to tell and vote and express themselves versus, you know, sort of nine justices deciding to find rights in words that don't include those rights. It's just, you know, it just proves that the left, you know, kind of wants to count on the courts to accomplish their agenda that they know they're not going to pass through the people.
Exactly. We're here with Matt Whitaker here on America First. Doug Collins filling in for Steph. I want to touch on a case that is not getting, frankly, as much in because it takes a little bit more to discuss. But it's pretty plain and simple. The EPA court. I was excited as much about the West Virginia case as any of the other cases. Believe me, I was excited about the Dobbs case and others. But this EPA case is something you saw firsthand. Dealing in the administration level, that executive branches have believed that they can have more power than Congress gives them. Give us your thoughts on that.
Well, I think there's always been an unholy alliance between the administrative state, the ABC, admin, unelected bureaucrats, and the Congress, who don't have to make the tough choices of what they're actually going to regulate. And so they've offloaded in very vague statutes some of these powers, whether it's to regulate water, regulate air quality, regulate, you know, kind of all these issues. And, of course, the administrative state has picked up the baton and run, you know, as far as they possibly can. This West Virginia case, I think you're right. I think it's a very important case, probably not the most important because Dobbs, you know, certainly was revolutionary in its, you know, restoring the balance of power in the Constitution between the three branches and the states. But, you know, ultimately, this West Virginia case versus the EPA, you know, puts the administrative genie back in the bottle, makes Congress pass, you know, specific legislation to address these issues that are determined to be important. And again, it restores power to the people and takes it out of Washington, D.C. and out of these unelected bureaucrats. So I share your enthusiasm for that case. And I think this is just one of many cases we're going to see that actually rolls back this ever advancing, expanding administrative state.
I agree with you. The next case I want to talk about was the Remain in Mexico case, and I think that was – look, I understood – I didn't agree with it by any means. I understood what the justices were in essence saying. They saying, well, if one administration can interpret it to do this, it's within the law, they can do it. Another one doesn't have to do it that way because they can interpret it differently. I get the ruling, but do you think – I'm going to flip the question, though. Don't you think that in some ways the Biden administration is really frustrated, although they publicly wanted to get rid of it, but now they're owning an open border?
Listen, Doug, you're so right. The thing they wanted more than anything was to be told they had to keep the TPP or Remain in Mexico policy in place. You know, this is you know, we worked a lot on this when I was at DOJ, and it's this whole idea of, like, how much, under the statute, how much authority do you have? And when you exercise authority, how much of a record do you have to make, whether it was DACA or DAPA or, you know, Remain in Mexico. But ultimately, you know, these boil down to the elections have consequences. These tools are used or not used, you know, by the administration. And, you know, that's the responsibility of the president. And so, you know, I think, you know, even though I'm disappointed in the result, I actually think the reasoning is fairly sound. And I, you know, I can see, well, I'm a big critic of Roberts, especially you know, I think Roberts and Kavanaugh probably have it right. You know, we just can't, we can't always, you know, if we're going to be constitutional, you know, sort of jurists or, you know, experts, we have to be consistent. And I think so much of our consistency is that when we have to interpret things that go our way the same as we interpret things that go against us. And I think you're right. It's this, the result is a disappointment for everybody, because I'm sure Biden didn't want to have to deal with this open border fiasco. I mean, you know, he owns it now.
Well, I mean, and I want you to listen. These are two. I'm an attorney, you know, former acting attorney general. We get this. Are we lighting ourselves on fire claiming the court's illegitimate because we got a ruling we, quote, didn't agree with? No. We're going to run out of time here in just a minute, though, man. I got to do this. You and I'm sitting here today. If you're on Rumble, you can see us live. I have my University of Georgia shirt on. Wasn't, you know, sure about this, but, you know, national champions for a little bit longer. But big news out of the Big Ten. What are you doing, USC and UCLA?
Yeah, well, so it's exciting. I have a national footprint.
It's going to be wild.
The top four media markets to be in, have the Big Ten network. It's the game changer. Big Ten and SEC are the two.
I love it. You know. I love it, Matt. Thanks so much, buddy. Talk to you later.
Second Amendment Friday on America First, brought to you by Carr Firearms.
All right. Carr Firearms. I tell you, Donald Trump believes America should always be first, and his patriotism has rallied Americans in manners never before seen. Carr Firearms Group loves America and shares President Trump's patriotism and passion for freedom. They have been making a truly beautiful line of custom engraved pistols to honor President Trump, and the latest one is just stunning. The Rally Cry, 1911, pays tribute to President Trump's ability to draw Americans together. It's covered with engravings depicting MAGA rallies and the love of America shown by Trump supporters. The engraving is amazingly detailed with pictures of the crowds, President Trump and his signature, and the American flag. There are little messages for fans hidden in the engraving, such as "Let's go, Brandon," and "God bless America." Keep in mind, these guns are not just art. They are shooters. Each one has a match-grade 45 caliber barrel, enhanced trigger, extended safety, skeletonized hammer, and True Glow night sights. These guns are made from stainless steels, 100% in the United States. To get one of your own, see your local dealer. You will definitely want the Rally Cry 1911 in your collection. And like I've said to the listeners here on America First Day, this is Doug Collins filling in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka. I have a birthday next month, and anybody's willing, I would love to have a 45. So don't know about you, but as we get going here on, we continue the show, I have a good friend of mine, good friend of the show, Eric Pratt from Gun Owners of America. Eric, how are we doing today?
Hey, doing great, Doug. It's great to be with you.
It's great to be with you again. We did a show earlier this year, and I'm glad to have Eric back on. We got a lot to talk about. Eric, I'm amazed, though. I've been putting out this thing, this car, you know, 45, this Rally Cry 1911 is just, you know, I don't you think that would make a great, you know, birthday present out there for me? Maybe if my wife or children are hearing this.
It sure would. It's too bad that, you know, it's not Father's Day coming up. That would be a great plug, but certainly a great July 4th gift or – Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, always good stuff. Always good stuff. Well, Eric, earlier in this year, I mean, we've been talking about a lot of things, and again, with crime, with guns, but everything else. First off, I want to get your take on further what I was talking about concerning Just Cause, and I think the issue we talked about in the last segment on this, the case out of New York with the concealed carry case. This was a big deal. Talk to our listeners about that.
Oh, it was absolutely a big deal. We are ecstatic. Justice Thomas hit this one out of the park, as usual. Basically, he rebuked the lower courts for ignoring the true meaning of the Second Amendment. And so people in New York and several other states are now going to be able to more easily carry a gun in public. And yeah, I think ultimately, Doug, the issue came down to, should a law-abiding person have to show proper cause, as you just mentioned? You know, do you have to show that you have a greater need to protect yourself than anyone else? And, you know, it's just wrong that we're forcing people to, or that certain states were forcing people to jump over hurdles like that before they exercise their Second Amendment right. We certainly don't do that with other rights in the Bill of Rights, and we shouldn't do that with the Second Amendment, which protects a God-given right of self-defense. I mean, you shouldn't have to prove that your name is John Wick and that you're being chased by a team of assassins to somehow show that you have greater need over anybody else. I mean, it is just your God-given right to protect yourself. And so the court did the right thing. And I'll tell you, Doug, it's exciting what's happening since then, because since that decision, as you probably know, the Supreme Court has vacated and remanded four cases. For you non-lawyers out there, that means they've thrown out four cases and sent them back to the lower courts to be reconsidered. And these are cases that not only deal with concealed carry, but also with magazine capacity and also semi-automatic firearms. In other words, should they be banned? Yep. Guns like AR-15s, things like that. So they've said, hey, you used the wrong standard. The correct standard is the text and history of the Second Amendment. So this is all very good news for us.
It is, as we go forward. And I'm glad to hear. I'm also interested to get your take, Eric, now it's not a gun case, but I think it has a lot to do with this bureaucratic state that we're in, that we see a lot of times dealing with alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. We deal with, everything. Why in the world why are silencers not being able to be purchased over the counter? I have no idea why that's not. I mean, it's crazy. Why? Because the ATF says it can't, and the law has never been changed to fix that. But bureaucratically, this case out of West Virginia, this EPA case, in which the EPA was clipped and other agencies, I believe, are going to be clipped as well. How do you see that, their wings clipped back on this stuff? How do you see that possibly affecting those of us who have struggled with ATF, struggled with these agencies, over the interpretation of the gun law, so keeping them out of people's hands?
Well, I was really excited by the decision in that case. And quite frankly, I would love to see, on appeal with a bump stock case, which is challenging
yep.
this very idea that an agency like the ATF can just invent regulations that weren't intended in the law, were never intended by Congress, and just apply a standard that they've come up with that will put you in jail if you cross them. So in other words, if you today still have possession of a bump stock, you could conceivably go to jail for 10 years and face a $250,000 fine. This is very steep. This is unelected bureaucrats just yep. writing, regulations that will send you to jail. So I would love to see, here's my perfect dream, is to see the Supreme Court look at our Supreme Court case and say, yeah, you guys are right. And so we are also vacating and remanding that case, because right now we're appealing to the Supreme Court. Sadly, at the appellate level, out of Michigan, we tied at the appellate level 8-8.
Wow.
It was extremely close, but in that very rare circumstance where you get a tie, it goes back to the district court opinion. And sadly, the district court opinion went against us. So right now, it's the ATF victory that is basically is what we are challenging. And so it would be great if the court would mandate that and say, hey, you've yep. used the wrong standard, and, let's do this. So we'll see.
Right. All right, Eric, thanks a bunch, buddy. We'll get you back next time, but we get it back here. It's Doug Collins filling in for Sebastian Gorka. We'll be back on America First here in just a minute.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn. deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.